I love that old song, amen.
Yes,
what a blessing. Take your Bible tonight and go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 38. Isaiah 38. Go ahead, sis. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, sis. Bless your heart. Boy, God sure is good, isn't He?
Amen.
Has He been good to you this week?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Isaiah chapter number 38, just a few verses of Scripture. The Bible said in verse number 1, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord. I want you to underline this next little phrase in your Bible. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, boy, that's pretty strong words, isn't it? Amen? I mean, how would you like for the preacher to get up Sunday morning and say, you're going to die? Here's what God told me to tell you this morning. You're going to die. Amen. By the way, God told me to tell you tonight, you're going to die.
Amen.
It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Amen. I've often say this in funerals. Somebody will say, did you hear so-and-so is dying? Well, we all are. Every breath we draw, we're one breath closer to the last. But God sent a specific message to this man. And the Bible said in verse number 2, then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Good idea, Hezekiah.
Yeah.
And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thine days 15 years. Boy, that prayer got something accomplished, didn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. This guy heard the word of God, not like the people Jeremiah preached to. This guy heard the word from the man of God, and he repented and got right. Amen. He did something about the message that he heard. But I want to take that little statement tonight. I've been, these last couple of weeks, I've preached a couple of messages on marriage in the home, and I cannot get away from it. It just has arrested my heart and my mind, and I'm watching the devil just tear people's lives apart. I sat at the hospital today, and I had a cell phone call, and by the way, I did get another phone finally, and that's been a nightmare. But Anyway, I had a call from a fella, and I just sit and listen to a grown man weep. And as I listened to him weep, it was almost, you know, like the cartoons where the little angel sits on one shoulder and the little devil sits on the other. It was like on this shoulder I could hear my dear friend weeping over the loss of his marriage and his home. And on this shoulder I could hear the devil laughing his head off. Amen. He's having a good time. Amen. And I tell you, the way he has destroyed this country, I know he's destroyed it through the lack of preaching of our pulpits, but he's also destroyed it by destroying the homes of America.
Amen.
Amen. He's destroying our country by destroying our home. Hey, listen, before he tears up this church, he'll tear up your house.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody once said, our church is only as strong as the homes it represents. Amen. That's as strong as our church can possibly be. It's just only as strong as the homes that make up our church. Amen. Just give it some thought tonight and really evaluate it. Don't take your marriage for granted. Don't take your husband or your wife for granted. And really evaluate your marriage and your home and see where you are. Amen. The Bible said examine yourselves. Our problem is we won't examine everybody else. Amen. Because if you're so busy examining everybody else, you're not seeing all your junk. Amen. There's so many bones in my closet you can't shut the door. Come on, talk to me. Amen. I want to see God strengthen our homes. And when God begins to strengthen our homes, He'll strengthen our church. Amen. Our church will never be what it can be or should be till our homes are. Amen. And this is going to be kind of just a funny little kind of thought tonight, but it's very serious. Amen. But I thought about the recipes some of y'all put in our last cookbook. The one Granny Faye had was real good. And there's one for happiness, and it was like two cups of this and love and kindness and all that. And I just put together a little thought on that tonight, a recipe for a happy home. A recipe for a happy home. Listen, good homes and good marriages don't just happen. Amen. You don't walk down the aisle and say the I do and make all the vows and exchange the rings and kissy-kissy and stand in front of the unity candle and hear the preacher say, I pronounce you man and wife, and all of a sudden, bam, you just got a successful marriage. No, you don't. You're just beginning. Yeah. Amen. You know what it takes to have a good home? Friend, it takes work. Yes, sir. Yeah, somebody said every day. That's exactly right. It takes work. Yes, sir. It takes patience. I get tired of seeing young people bust up. They ain't been married long enough to figure it out. I'm like, hang on, you'll get there. Just hang on. You'll get through this. Go on through this. And then you're going to have to cross another valley and another valley and another valley and another valley and another valley. But you're going to get there if you'll just keep going in the right direction. You can get through this. There is nothing in your marriage that God cannot fix. Amen. Now say it again, there is nothing in your marriage that God cannot fix. I have people come in my office and say, he cheated on me or she cheated on me. We're getting a divorce. I say, wait a minute. Can I tell you about some couples? Amen. What got quiet in here? Can I tell you about some couples who survived it and are still serving God and still love each other and have a greater marriage now than they've ever had? Amen. You can get through it. Listen, it don't just happen. We've got to figure out what we've got to do to make our marriage everything it can be. Amen. You may think you have the best marriage in the world. I guarantee you it can get a little better. Amen. I guarantee you it can get a little better. Listen, it must have the right ingredients. My wife made homemade ice cream on the 4th of July. And then she made it again last Sunday for Ashley's birthday. And I'm telling you, it's the best homemade ice cream I've ever put in my mouth. And it was the way she did it. It was the ingredients that went in it. I never seen anybody put that much stuff in homemade ice cream in my life. You ever heard of cooking homemade ice cream on the stove? She cooked it on the stove. I mean, it was wild. But goodness gracious. I mean, brother, it was just like a taste of heaven. But it was the ingredients that made it good. And it's the ingredients that'll make your marriage good. You ever heard anybody say you get out of it what you put into it? Yes, amen. You get out of it what you put into it. I don't know where that come from. Listen, first of all, that marriage has got to have the right foundation. Yes. That marriage has got to have. That's why the Bible says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Yes. Amen. Be not unequally yoked together. Well, I know he's not saved, Brother Eddie, but I'm going to date him anyway, and I love him, and I'm going to pray that he'll get saved. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble. Amen. Hey, I know our teenagers aren't in here tonight. A few young people are. Hey, that would be the first question, girls. Not what kind of truck you drive. What are you going to be when you grow up? That ought not to be. First question ought to be, he said, hey, would you go out with me? You ought to say, are you saved? Do you know Christ as your Savior? You believe King James Bible is the Word of God? I mean, brother, drill them down. Hey, and if they run off, you don't want him. Amen. I just thought I'd throw that away. Somebody can throw that out there. Come right out there and tell that to the teens right quick. Amen. That ought to be question number one, because you're headed for trouble. Amen. I know marriages right now. I may never get the message. I know marriages right now where the husband goes to one church and the wife goes to another. There's a couple right now that wants marriage counseling from me, but they're having trouble over the religious issue. He wants to come to this kind of church. She wants to go back to the Catholic church. Are you listening? You need to get that stuff settled. You got to have the right foundation. For no other, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid. Y'all know who he is? It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the first and foremost. Amen. Because without him, you don't even really have real love.
Right.
You've got a superficial, false kind of love. It don't have everything in it. It needs to make it work.
Amen.
So you got to have the right foundation, and that's Jesus. Now let me give you this little thought right here tonight. You can write this down. You need four cups of love. Four cups of love. The Bible said in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 9, he said, let love be without dissimulation. Or I think that kind of means hypocritical. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Are you listening to me tonight? Husbands, love your wives.
Yes, sir.
Ladies, love your husband. Amen. I tell some of this is going to seem a little repetitive, but you got to remember how you got him. Sis, brother, you got to remember how you got her. You loved her when you was dating.
Amen.
I guarantee you didn't hang up the phone without saying, I love you.
Amen.
Remember when you was embarrassed in front of your buddies?
Yeah.
And she'd say, bye, I love you, and you'd go, me too.
Yeah.
You're just embarrassed to say it. Yeah, I've said that a bunch of times, me too. Be off coon hunting with my friends, I'm, me too. And then they'd all laugh because they knew exactly what that meant, amen. Come on, tell her you love her. If you're in this service with your wife, turn around right now and say, I love you, baby. Go on, do it. Do it. It'll be all right. It won't hurt you a bit. Brother Freddie, holler at her. Tell her, hey,
you,
there you go. Amen, bro. That's right. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Love her. Love her. You know what love is? It's unconditional.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, fellas, ladies, don't get hurt with me. If she gets fat, love her. Come on. Ladies, if his hair falls out, love him.
Amen.
Tabitha, I know it's tough. I know. God put an extra burden on your shoulders. You got to put up with his head and his clothes. Amen. But love him. Amen. At least you can say ain't nobody got one like mine. Amen. Amen. Love each other. No matter what. When they're in a bad mood, no matter what. I tell every couple I marry when we get to the vows part, I tell them, you're gonna say I do in a minute, but I'm going to promise you, sir, there's going to be days when she don't.
Yeah.
And on those days, you got to look at her and say, hey, maybe you don't right now, but I still do.
Yeah.
And there'll be days when he don't, and then that wife has got to say, hey, I still do. Regardless of the mood you're in, regardless of what you've done, I still do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Brother, when I took those vows in front of Brother J.M. Brooks, I meant business.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He screamed in my face, until death, until death, until death, he said. He let us have it, didn't he, honey?
Amen.
That man meant what he said.
Yes, sir.
I took her serious, boy. Amen. Come home from work one evening, we as young, I mean just dumb as a box of rocks. I was. She was brilliant. I come in and throw my dog box in the back of the truck. I walked in the house. She is all dressed up. I said, what are you dressed up for? She said, I thought we'd go out tonight. I said, oh, I am. I said, I'm going coon hunting. She said, you go coon hunting, I'll leave you. She get her a suitcase, start packing. I got me one. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going with you. Amen. I meant that thing, boy. Amen. I love my wife.
Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Did you know love, if it's not attended to, it can get cold?
Yes, sir. Right.
Just like your love for God.
Amen.
I get sick of hearing this statement and people sitting across from my desk, we just don't love each other anymore. What happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. You don't love God anymore.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
If you're having trouble loving your wife, you're having trouble loving God. I guarantee it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you're having trouble loving your wife tonight, sir, you're having trouble with your love affair with the Lord Jesus Christ. You get that fixed, and that'll be fixed with your wife. Amen. I have never had two people come in my office who have fell out of love that was right with God. Not one single time.
Amen.
Never. Amen. Never. Amen. How many times have you ever had a sure enough blowout with your spouse when you knew in your heart you was right where you ought to be with God? No amens there. Amen. You better have that first ingredient of love. Are you listening? Listen, let me give you another one. You need two cups of loyalty. Let me give you a good example of loyalty. The Bible said in John chapter 15 and verse number 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's loyalty, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that loyalty? We need some loyal husbands.
Yeah.
We need some loyal wives. That's people who will say, I'll go all the way no matter what.
Yeah.
Amen. You ought to be loyal to each other. Sir, if you cheat on your wife, you ought to be beat, tied up naked in public, and whipped.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll swing the whip.
Right.
Same for you, ladies. Y'all all right tonight? That's uncalled for. It's wicked.
Yeah.
Amen. All just to feed your flesh for a little bit. You would destroy the life of your children for a little bit of pleasure.
Yeah.
Come on, loyalty. He's not romantic as he used to be. Well, I wonder. Is there a reason? How much time do you spend getting ready for him now? Like you did when you were dating. Y'all don't die on me now. Loyalty. Loyalty. Everywhere I go and preach for the first time, Brother Kent probably tell you, I always talk about how hot my wife is back at home. Is that right? I talk about that little green-eyed woman and the buddy she better have on a football helmet when I get home because I'm tackling her when I come through the door. I mean, brother, I let people know straight up and down, I love my wife. I want them to know I'm around a bunch of women. Amen. I want them to know, hey, I'm loyal. Amen. I know this is irresistible, sister, but hey, I'm called for. Amen. Amen. I got a wife at home and drive across the country and claw your eyes out. Don't even bat your eyes at me. Amen. I'm loyal to that woman right there.
Yes, sir.
We need to get back to loyalty. We're living in a country where adultery, I mean, it doesn't mean nothing. The President of the United States can commit adultery in the Oval Office and keep his job.
Yeah. Amen,
something's wrong. We're not taking loyalty serious in our marriage.
Yeah.
Adultery is promoted on the television.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. One lady was so convinced her husband was cheating on her, she didn't have any proof, but she was ready to leave him. You know what the problem was? She was watching As the Stomach Turns every day on the TV. And she was watching all them people sleep with other people's wives and other people's husbands. And brother, that got so into her head that she was convinced her husband was doing it. Hollywood will make it look fun. Hollywood will make it look exciting. Hollywood will make you want to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Loyalty. Loyalty. When we see it, we ought to say, that's wicked and it's wrong.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. When the thought comes into your head, you better put the weight on the scales, friend. Think about what it's going to cost you. Think about what it's going to cost your children. How many of you grew up in a broken home? Did you like it? Me neither. I had a good home. I had a good mother. But Daddy wasn't in the picture. When I was real little, I wondered what I did to make my daddy run away. It's horrible. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying don't do it. Don't do it. If you have, get right with God.
Amen.
We all right tonight? Loyalty is missing in our marriages. Don't flirt. I'm trying to help you tonight. Don't flirt. Some people just have a flirtatious nature. Change your nature.
Amen.
Amen. Be careful how you cut up with the ladies at church. Watch yourself. Amen. We need to be careful.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Loyalty. Loyalty. I was so scared. There was a lady in our church, a good lady too. A lady in our church, she was upset. She was convinced in her mind that I hated women. I love women. I mean, in the right way. I was just setting such a guard. Amen. I've loosened up a lot in that area. I haven't loosened up too much, don't get me wrong. But it was really bad. I mean, I'd barely even shake her hand.
Amen.
Amen. What are you doing? I'm protecting the loyalty of my marriage.
Amen.
Can I just throw something else in right there and I'll move on? I've got to hurry, I know, but we'll give Levi plenty of time tonight. That's why I'm going to preach long, okay? If you ever, ladies, if any of you ever ask to speak with me privately, you're not going to do it without my wife.
Amen.
Amen. You're not going to do it without my wife. Well, Kimberly Dilbeck asked to see me the other day. Me and Angie had talked with her some, and Sister Angie wasn't available. So I left the door standing wide open. We sat down in chairs in front of my desk.
Amen.
Amen. Made sure I was highly visible. What are you saying? I don't want anybody to even get the idea that I'm not loyal.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Amen.
How loyal are you? How loyal are you? You men work on a public job and you work around other women. How loyal are you?
Amen.
You say, well, I don't cheat on her. I don't care. She'd get just about as mad at you for flirting as she would cheating.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I hope we're all right tonight.
Yeah,
4 cups of love, 2 cups of loyalty. Let me give you another one. You need 3 cups of forgiveness. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 14. The Lord said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Wow. If you're bearing bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart, you're cutting your own throat. Because you ain't getting no forgiveness yourself. Are we in the same room tonight? Men, don't raise your hand. But I wonder how many of us, every time we get in an argument or a disagreement with our wife, they bring up something that happened 15 years ago. Y'all all right? You need to forgive that transgression, whatever it was, and move on. God cannot build and God cannot repair and God cannot strengthen your home and your marriage if you're still holding something over His head or over her head. You got to get past that. Some of you need to get in this altar tonight and say, honey, I forgive you. I will never say it again. Amen. Everybody makes mistakes. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Y'all all right tonight? Me and Sister Angie have been married 27 years come December the 10th. 27 years. Never spent a night apart in anger. Not one. Not one. Oh, we've had some humdingers, boy. I mean, we've went at it. Oh, I'm talking about blood flying. Mine. No, she ain't never drew blood. I'll give her that. We got in such a fight one day. We was driving down the road. I slammed the brakes on the car and said, get out. You remember that? I put her out in the middle of the road. I drove off. I got down the road and got feeling bad and went back. She wouldn't get in. I was in a straight betwixt two. She won't get in. Do I go home? What do I do? I finally got her back. I mean, boy, we've had some fights. We disagree now. We used to fight. Somebody said, "You and Sister Angie fight?" No, we declare war. A fight's over in a few minutes, but a war, brother, that takes days right there. Amen. We've had some troubles. We've had some trials, but we've had to learn to forgive one another. Amen. Y'all all right? Wonder how many times in 27 years you've forgiven me. Quite a few. That's why we're still married. That's why we're still married. And we used to play that little thing too every time we'd get in a fuss. Ain't even got nothing to do with what we're fussing about, but we got to bring up something they did. We used to do that all the time. That doesn't help one bit. You better learn how to forgive one another. Yeah, but preacher, you don't understand. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You want your marriage to work? You want a devil-proof your home? Well, you better listen to what I'm telling you tonight. You better learn how to forgive one another. Amen. Don't you dare the next time you get in an argument bring something up that happened in the past. Don't do it. I hope this rings in your head and these words start to come out of your mouth. I hope you hear your skinny preacher with his finger pointed in your face saying, "Don't do it. Let it go. They said I'm sorry. You said you forgive them, but you're lying. They did their part. They were genuinely sorry. Genuinely sorry. But you didn't do your part. You didn't forgive them." "Oh, yes, I did." "No, you didn't. You wouldn't bring it up." What does the Lord do when He forgives our sins? He forgets them, friend. He buries them. He puts them behind His back. As far as the east is from the west. I guarantee you, we got husbands and wives sitting in this building tonight who are still holding a grudge about something that happened in the past. You're still together, but your marriage, I promise you, is weaker because of it. Y'all all right? You want God to forgive you? Forgive her. You want God to forgive you, sis? Forgive him. I mean, really, get down here and get it under the blood tonight and get it gone. Amen. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Two cups of loyalty. Four cups of love. Three cups of forgiveness. Let me give you another one. Might as well throw in a cup of friendship. Amen. Proverbs 18:24, the Bible said, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Amen. I know people who are married, but they ain't friends. Y'all listening to me? I know plenty of people who are married, but they're not friends. I know men who spend more time with their hunting buddies than they do their wives. Did you know every relationship is built on friendship? Every relationship is built on friendship. If you can't be friends, you can't be lovers. I'm going to say it again. If you can't be friends, you can't be lovers. You know what began your friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or your relationship? He was a friend of publicans and sinners. Amen. He was a friend of publicans and sinners. You better learn to make your wife your friend, buddy. Amen. It took me a few years to get through that stuff. It was always some kind of season. No matter what. If it was brown, it was down. If it was flying, it was dying. If it was swimming, I ain't got nothing to rhyme, but it was going in the boat. Amen. Amen. Me and Brother Kent go every time I go preach for him. I outfished him this time. Amen. We even seen about a 12-foot alligator, didn't we, bro? We had a good time. Good fellowship. But listen, man, you know who my best friend is? Who my best friend is? She's sitting right there. I told you the other night, we go on dates. We used to never do anything together. I know it's a little tougher when you got small children, but you got to figure out a way to make some time. We never done anything together, but I was into everything. Deer hunting. duck hunting, coon hunting, bass fishing. I mean, you name it. I done it. Stay in the woods. Oh, how stupid. Chase, write this down somewhere in your notes. My daughter's dating a coon hunter. I'm like, oh God, here we go again. How stupid to stay in the woods all night long with the boys. When you got a wife as pretty as mine at home. Somebody said, why'd you quit coon hunting? It hit me one day. Amen. I was in the woods with Keith Ferguson, and I thought, man, you ugly. I got that at home. The reason we didn't do much together is because we had nothing in common to do together. Amen. You know what we do now? We ride them bicycles. Oh, yeah. We ride them bicycles. We're getting pretty good at it, too. It's been rough in this heat. I don't know what we're going to do in the wintertime. But we ride them bicycles. We get on that Silver Comet Trail and we go, boy. I mean, we don't just ride for a minute. I mean, we put some miles on. We do stuff together. If you can't do nothing but go and take her to the mall and walk around and hold her hand. That's right. It's all that silly. You done it when you was dating, didn't you?
Amen. That's right.
You better learn to be friends. Listen to me carefully. One of these days, them kids is going to be gone. One of these days, it's just going to be you. Sister Linda said they're never going to leave. One of these days, those kids should be gone. Is that better? One of those days, those kids should leave the nest. Now, here's what the mother eagle does. She picks them up and throws them out, amen? And says, fly or die, brother, you're on your own, amen? I think when you can't claim them on your taxes no more, they ought to go, amen? You're no longer a deduction. See ya. One of these days, those kids are going to be gone. What are you going to talk about then? I know husbands and wives that don't even know each other because they put their kids before everything. Did you know that's not right? What good's it going to do the kids if they don't have a strong mom and dad? What kind of relationship are they going to have with their spouse? I never worried one time about whether or not Levi would be a good husband. I knew he would. I knew he would. You said, well, did you set him down and teach him? No, I just showed him. Amen. How can he fail when he learned from the best? Ain't that right? I thought maybe she'd say amen right there, Brother Ken. I didn't get nothing. Amen. You better learn to make them your friend. You better start doing some stuff together. Amen. I commend Brother Robbie. I make fun of him all the time for it, but I never see. If I can't find Brother Robbie, I just go to Walmart. How many of you have run into Robbie at Walmart? They live there. They live. I think they buy each meal at a time. What are you on for breakfast? I don't know. Let's go to Walmart. I bet I've run into him at Walmart 100 times anyway. But every time I run into him, I run into her too. They always do stuff together. I hate grocery shopping, don't y'all? I hate it with a passion. Amanda's saying she hates it too. I don't blame her. It won't hurt you to go grocery store with her. Amen. Boy, it got quiet there, didn't it? You know what me and Angie do? We tag team that thing. I said, what you got on the lid? I'll run go that way and grab this and that and come put it in the buggy. Kind of fun. If you make it be. I look at my watch and say, okay, how fast can we do this? Amen. Do stuff together. Learn to be friends. You say, I love my wife. Is she your friend? I'm faithful to my wife. Is she your friend? I love my husband. Is he your friend? Do you spend more time yakking on the phone with some ladies than you do talking to your husband? I hear this from women all the time. He just don't talk. I bet he did when you was dating. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
I remember me and Angie would stay on the phone forever. I told you the other day, sometimes we didn't even say nothing, just sit there. Just hear each other breathe. Every now and then say, you still there? Just wanted that connection, man. Huh? You better find something to talk about. Amen. Let me go on. Y'all ain't liking that too good. 4 cups of love, 2 cups of loyalty, 3 cups of friendship, or 3 cups of forgiveness, 1 cup of friendship. Listen, let's throw in there 5 spoons of hope. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 5, the Bible said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you. What are you saying, preacher? Have hope for your marriage. Have hope for your marriage. I don't know how many people have come to me, Brother Freddie, and they use this statement, it's over. It's because you lost hope. It's because you lost hope. We've had people come to our church. I was thinking about the Moody's. They found our church on the internet. They were separated. They had given up hope. You know what they said? One last effort.
Amen.
One last effort. Let's find a church and try it. They came. I think the first service she got saved.
Amen.
Amen. They're still together and doing well as far as I know. What are you saying? I'm saying there's hope. There ain't nothing God can't fix.
Right.
Amen. When it looks like it can't get no worse, have hope.
Yeah.
Have hope. I told that man I'm crying on the phone today. I said, brother, there's always hope. He said, I don't know. I'm afraid it's over. I said, there's always hope. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. As far as what you can do at this point, it may not be much. But as far as what God can do, there's no limits. Amen. I've seen God take marriages where they were divorced. They'd already divorced.
Yeah.
Split up the goods. Went their separate ways for several years.
Right.
And God brought them back together.
Yes, sir.
One man told me, I'm trying to remember who it was. One man told me, said, I've been married twice to the same woman. What are you saying? I'm saying there's hope.
Right, amen.
Amen. Throw in 5 spoons of hope. Throw in 2 spoons of tenderness. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. The Bible said, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. Here goes this word again, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Amen.
Tenderness. That's a good ingredient for marriage, isn't it? Tenderness. I've heard men talk to their wives like they talk to men on a construction site. I wonder how many of you men, pay attention to me now. How many of you men would let some stranger at Walmart holler at your wife? How many of you would? I wouldn't. I'd whoop somebody. You think about that next time you holler at her. Y'all all right? Hey! Shut up. Stop that. Amen. I remember one night we was having a basketball game out here in the gym. And it got ugly, bad ugly. I was surrounded in the middle of the court. I didn't do anything. It was over a call the referee made. He called it a three-point shot, and it was really a two-point shot. And we won the game by 14 points. That call didn't make one bit of difference in the outcome of that game. That whole team come out on the middle of that court surrounding me, screaming and yelling at me. And then the preacher's wife got up in my face. I don't know if I have ever seen her that mad. How dare her holler at you like that? Well, how dare you holler at me like that? Amen. Amen. We okay tonight? We ought to be a little bit more tender with each other. Amen. We ought to be tender with each other. You know what? Words hurt. Words hurt. Amen. How many of you women like your husband to scream and yell at you? Call your name. How many of you men like it? Okay. See, she don't like it, so don't do it. See, he don't like it, so don't do it. Amen. You say, I just can't help it. I got a temper. That ain't no excuse to sin. Amen. That's no excuse to sin. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but bite your tongue every now and then. Come on. Bite your tongue every now and then. Don't yell and scream at each other. You know what your children are going to do when they get married? They're going to yell and scream at one another. Yell and scream at one another. I can watch people while I'm a people watcher. I can watch people at Walmart and tell you what their home life's like. I can watch people in a restaurant tell you what their home life's like. I can watch a woman dealing with her children and tell you what their marriage is like. There is nothing more annoying than a woman that yells all the time. Nothing more ignoring. The stupidest television show that has ever been put on TV is Jerry Seinfeld. Can't stand it. Levi and Todd watch that thing and just laugh. You know all them people do is yell at each other. That's all it. Good night, shut up. Amen. You see these women yell at their kids all the time. They don't ever whoop them. And they'll never whip them. They just yell at them. You're driving your child crazy. You're driving them nuts, man. You know it ain't right. Learn to have some tenderness in your home. Tenderness with the husband and the wife and tenderness with the children. Amen. Don't yell all the time. Don't yell all the time. In that old John Wayne movie, McClintock, that's the one where he whoops his wife. He's going to retire his little Cambodian cook. And he said, you fire me, I kill myself. He said, I'm not firing you, I'm retiring you. He said, I'm making you part of the family. He said, part of the family? Yell, scream all the time? That's what he said. That's what he perceived the family to be. Yell, scream all the time. Get in fight. That's what he said. I wonder how many of our children think that's what family means. I'm going to get married one of these days so I can have a woman to scream at. I'm going to get married and have kids so I have some young'uns to yell at. Y'all all right tonight? You better have some tenderness in that marriage. And you better have some tenderness in that home. Amen. I would strongly advise you not to argue in front of your children. When there's something wrong, they know it anyway. But they shouldn't have to hear it. Amen. Get behind a closed door somewhere. And if they can still hear it in the living room, read that verse again. Amen. Tenderness. Wow. Throw in about four quarts of faith. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Mark 11, 22. Here's what the Bible says. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. You need a faithful marriage. Faithful to one another. We've already hit that pretty good with loyalty. But faithful to God. You don't have no trouble being faithful to each other if you're faithful to God. You'll have no problem with that whatsoever. Amen? Faithfulness. Consistency. Amen? Consistency. Does your wife have to be afraid you're going to leave her? Does your husband have to be afraid all the time you're going to run off with somebody else? One of the greatest things in my marriage is security.
Amen.
So many people, I was so insecure when we married because of the way I grew up. I thought everybody that you love went away. Amen. I want my wife to have from me some faithfulness. Are you listening? I want my children to know faithfulness in a father. And faithfulness in a mother. Faithful to each other. And faithful to God. Amen? That faithfulness covers a wide area. Faithfulness to church. Amen. You listening? Well, we just need to spend some time with the family. Look what Brother Kent's doing. Amen. He's spending time with his family right now. Amen. I hope him and his wife are getting some help. When you mix all that together, you get a barrel of laughter. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I don't know when God is going to lift this burden off of me. And he may not. You may come in here Sunday night and go, oh, God, he's preaching on marriage again. I'm not sure. But I want some victory. I want some victory. I'd like to have some couples that would say, hey, preacher, that helped us. I'm not saying brag on the preaching, but I'd like to know, is it working? Is it helping you any whatsoever? Are you trying to be a better wife? Are you trying to be a better husband, father, or mother? Amen? Kind of a silly thought line. But there's a serious punchline behind it. A recipe for a happy home. It takes work.
Yes, sir.
It don't just happen.
That's right.
It don't just happen. You don't have marriages like mine and Sister Angie's by accident. It don't just fall out of the sky. You got to want it. And I think I have probably the most wonderful wife in all the world. If we had a wife contest, I'm sorry, fellas, but mine would win. She's awesome. She's awesome. But I think part of what made our marriage what it is the fact that I grew up in a broken home. And I purposed in my heart. I purposed in my heart, I made a decision, whatever it takes, my boy ain't going through that.
Amen.
Whatever it takes, my daughter ain't going through that. I love my dad and I have a relationship with him now, didn't for years. But in our marriage, I made up my mind to be everything my daddy wasn't. I didn't know how to be a husband. I didn't have an example to follow. But I knew what not to do. I knew exactly what not to do. Amen. Let's stand our feet.